Part 1, Bronx Tales. Chapter 1, The Birth of Joey Crack. The streets crowned me, the realest walk in the earth. I earned it. Motherfuckers have been trying to kill me my entire life in one way or another. I've been shot multiple times in front of my mother. When I was just 10, a grown man named Papi Loco wrongfully accused me of trying to kill his infant daughter by throwing batteries from the roof of Forest House's projects in the Bronx, and then pummeled me until I was bloody and had a concussion. When I was a young teen, a street don tried to scare me to death by threatening me to stick my entire arm in the meat grinder. The police have done their best to beat me into oblivion. When that didn't work, crooked cops tried to frame me for murder so I could do life in prison. Through it all, though, I never folded. People said it was suicide when I went head to head with a gangster known for butchering adults and setting infants on fire. I squared up with the feds when they tried to stop me. And just when I thought shit was sweet, some of my best friends and family died or went to jail or betrayed me. My name is Fat Joe, a.k.a. Joey Crack, a.k.a. Jopra, a.k.a. the Don Cartagena. But on August 19th, 1970, I was born Jose Antonio Cartagena at Bronx, Lebanon Hospital. The South Bronx, to be exact, an auspicious and ominous birthplace. Life in the South Bronx could feel like a movie. What kind of movie? Here's an emblematic South Bronx tale. 16 years after I was born, right across the street from Lebanon Hospital in the Fulton Avenue tenement projects, a 20-year-old Larry Davis got into a shootout with damn near the whole police force. Not only did Davis get out there alive, he left 6 cops filled with lead. He was like a hood superhero. Nobody could believe his story. He was eventually caught after a 17-day manhunt, but in court, his lawyer's defense was corrupt police were trying to frame Larry for the murders of some drug dealers. And when they stormed his sister's apartment, they were trying to kill Larry, not apprehend him. The defense worked. Larry Davis was acquitted of all charges except illegal gun possession. God bless the dead. Davis was eventually killed in prison in 2008, where he was doing time for a case unrelated to his famous shootout. Me? By the time Larry Davis made his mark, I had already been earning my own stripes as a shorty. My history with violence started almost as soon as I got out of the womb. I'm the youngest of 4 kids, the baby of my family. My mother, Ruby, had 2 sons and a daughter before me, Angel Jr. Raymond and our sister, Lisa. Ruby got married to their father, Angel Cartagena Sr., when she was still very young. Angel was a bad guy who intimidated everyone around him. He was in jail when my mother met my father. Ernesto Delgado had just moved to the U.S. from Cuba. Ernesto, or Ernest as he was called in this country, was a little guy. He had a big heart, though. My father busted his ass to provide for us. He was a baker. He was a carpenter. In the summertime, he would sell ices and pastelillos in Crotona Park. He taught me what it meant to be relentless. Ernesto always worked hard, but he went extra hard in pursuing Ruby. My mom is a beautiful Puerto Rican woman. Both her parents are from the island, but her father is Taino, one of the indigenous people of Puerto Rico. My grandparents migrated from PR to the BX when they were still teenagers, and that's where they raised my mother. Whenever my grandfather's family would come from Puerto Rico and visit us in the Bronx, which would only be about every 5 or 10 years, they come dressed in traditional garb. My